Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the fifth week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ann Lucy of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters. Sister Mary Ann has served as a missionary in Bolivia, a bilingual pastoral minister, and a licensed professional counselor. She now lives in Muskego, Wisconsin. The title of her preaching today is Peace I Give to You.
A reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, verses 27 to 31. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You have heard me tell you, I am going away, and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me. But the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me. Get up. Let us go. The Word of God. My brothers and sisters, as we proceed through the Easter narratives and read the words of Jesus prior to his death, we are now in a point of time where he begins to prepare his disciples for what will come, assuring them of his love for them. In the Easter narratives, his manifestations to them affirm these truths, and they invite them into a deeper relationship with the Father and Jesus in the Holy Spirit. We hear these truths in today's gospel as he prepares to withdraw his physical presence from them. Jesus does not leave his disciples empty-handed and lost. He gives them the gift of his peace. He invites them to expand their perceptions of this gift. Peace is not the absence of stress or struggle. Rather, it is Christ's shalom, one which invites them to believe, trust, and to offer to whomever they preach the good news. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. This is the gift and the bounty. It is ours also, and we share this same peace wherever we are and in whatever situation we are placed. Most especially, we share this peace in a world burdened today and suffering by a loss of Christ's peace. Let us hold this precious gift of God gently and offer it generously. Amen.